And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes. It's going
to
be
welcome big. Back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and the Jethro FM, wherever you are in this great world. And Barbecue Bob, we're going to depart the state of Michigan. What we got going on?
If you go to thegrillingguys.com and you look at our board of directors, you'll see this handsome devil in this fancy pose, and we know him as T-Gid. How you doing, brother?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all doing? I'm doing just fine.
We got snowflakes coming down, baby.
Well, we don't have that, but it's a little front come through. It's a little chilly, but we're doing just fine down here. It's a beautiful day.
You won't be ice fishing for crayfish?
No, I might go bass fishing this weekend, though, because the water temperature is about 55, and the weather looks pretty good.
You know, I'm going to throw you a lefty here. A lot of people throw their nose up at bass, and I know you love bass fishing. I bet you can cook up some pretty good bass. You got a couple quick tips?
Man, I tell you what, it's my wife's favorite meal that I prepare for her, and there's a lot of them that she likes that I prepare, but all-time favorite is just a pan-seared bass over some white rice with a little bit of crawfish etouffee sprinkled over it is unbelievable.
Do you make that etouffee up in advance and then just heat it up per serving?
Well, you can. You can make the base, but right. You wouldn't want to put the crawfish in it because right. Then it's going to get too hard. But, no, it's pretty much fresh, you know, because it's the simplest. People can overcomplicate a lot of different recipes. But the etouffee that I was taught is so simple. There's, like, probably six ingredients, and that's it.
Little roux to start?
You start with a little bit of butter and a little bit of flour, and you make a very watery type of, we call it a blonde roux, and you get it to that kind of light golden color, and then you basically add in your diced vegetables, onions, garlic, bell pepper.
The Holy Trinity.
The Holy Trinity. You know, some people put celery as part of that Trinity. Not so much me, but then you just kind of saute all that down, and then you add your water just to get the right consistency that you like. And then, of course, you add your favorite Cajun seasonings, and then you come back with your crawfish. Some people like shrimp, you know, whatever. And but the bass fillet, when it's prepared properly, is one. It's almost like lump crab meat. I mean, who doesn't love pure lump blue point crab meat? And now it's just the most delicious meat in the earth.
Are you catching these out at Duck Lake?
Well, Rockefeller right now is, you know, producing on the full moon, man. You can catch all the crab you want. But the bass, okay, so what you do is you take a nice bass fillet and you pat it dry, and then you come back and you put a little bit of olive oil on both sides. And what I do is I use a prepared mixture of Cajun Love, it's a friend of mine's seasoning, but then I doctor it up, add a little bit more dill, a little bit of a Greek seasoning blend, just to give it a little bit more flair, and mix that up, and then you dust it generously over both sides of that fillet, get your cast iron skillet, put your pat of butter in there, and then get it blazing hot, and then just blacken it on both sides, and when the inside of the meat turns that, you know, goes from that translucent to that beautiful white and starts to pull apart, take it out, you put that over a bed of white rice and you spoon over some of that crawfish etouffee. I'm telling you, it's like a spiritual experience. There's nothing better, other than maybe a piece of white bread with a little bit of nice butter on it, and then you can dab up the juice and eat that, you know, sop up your plate. You know, it's just the best.
What's that dust you turned us on to? Jop bought some.
No, it was a boil or something. It was in a bag.
But it was called a dust or a powder.
Oh, that's my boy. Richie Romero came out with a swamp dust.
Yes, swamp dust.
That's it.
Yeah.
We got a couple bags of it. So give me 2 minutes of how I should be using that, because it's sitting in a bag on my spice rack, and I'm afraid of it.
Well, no, just anything you would boil, you know, you would use that. You know, I mean, shrimp boil, a crab boil, you would use that generously. I mean, it has everything in there. You don't need to add it. The only thing I would probably add is maybe liquid crab boil, just to give it a little bit more punch. But
but that's a Cajun wanting that punch. Us Northern boys, we're used to some cold water fish. Doesn't have quite the same ecstasy. But we got everybody's heading down your way pretty soon. So how about a quick boil procedure? How would you do a boil? And people up here would call it a fish boil, but we all know it's just a boil. Let's say we're going to do some. We're going to head down to Gulf Shores, and we know we've got a condo, and we're bringing our turkey fryer, and we want to do a boil. What would you do quick in a couple minutes?
Well, yeah, that's another thing. I mean, you ask 100 different Cajuns on how they do a boil, and you're going to get 100 different answers.
I only want yours.
And they're all good, you know? They're all very good. But the way I do it, I try and keep it simple. So I just, you know, start off with half a pot of water. I get it up to a rolling boil. I add my dry seasoning, swamp dust, per se. And
if you don't have swamp dust, you can always have the Old Bay, like you can find about everywhere. It's still a decent replica.
No, you definitely can, and that's what I'm saying. There's so many different variations, but you know, if you're down in Gulf Shores, and I guarantee if you walk into a grocery store, you're going to be able to find some kind of local Cajun boil blend. Swamp dust is just the best. I mean, it's just the perfect blend. But, you know, you dice up some lemons. You put some lemons in there. You put all your vegetables. I like to boil my vegetables first in a little laundry bag.
And what would those be?
I mean, garlic is the number one thing. You can put your sausage, your onions. You can put some people put, you know, hot dog weenies but my primary vegetable is onions and garlic.
So you're not going to do carrots. You're not going to do.
Potatoes and mushrooms. My wife's in the
background
listening to me.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Mushrooms and corn. You know, behind every successful man is a woman rolling her eyes.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Give her some love for me.
She is. She makes me a better man.
Yeah. She had something to work with anyway.
That's right. But no, and speaking of that, a lot of people boil their corn, you know, with all the seasoning, and most people don't realize that the corn is like a sponge.
Right.
And so when you throw that corn in there, it's going to soak up all that pepper.
I'm saying I'm going to do that last.
I'd normally do it first, and I just do it with a little bit of salt in the water, the boil water, and a little bit of butter.
Before you put your seasonings in.
Before I put my harsh seasonings in there.
Okay.
And then that way, you know, you can season it, because you got kids eating that. All the kids love a little, corn on the cob.
Yep.
So, you know, you don't want them to be like, you know, not being able to eat it.
So you cut those into little 2-inch sections.
That's exactly right. The little niblets. So I do that first, and then I take the corn out, put it in the ice chest, let that steep. And then I put all my other vegetables and I add my seasoning. And then after I take the other vegetables out, the potatoes take the longest to cook.
Yep.
So depending on their size, you know, we use those little small boiling potatoes. But if you're using a full size potato, you just want to let it go a little bit longer and then
those small
ones, vegetables.
Those small ones work great. And when he says ice chest, he means a dry cooler to keep everything warm. Just don't put ice in it.
No. Yeah, exactly. We use. The best thing to use is those little styrofoam ones that you can get at like the little dollar store or whatever, because you use it just
trashes
for that.
It.
Oh, and you use it just for that. And then when you open it up, when you go to use it the next time, you take a deep breath in there. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my God, it smells so good.
Clears your sinuses.
That's right. So you have all that flavor from the vegetables that have cooked and steeped in all that water. And then when you come in to add your seafood, it just marries up. You may have to add a little bit more seasoning. You just kind of
I interrupted you enough times that we ran out of time. Can you hold over and we finish this up in the next segment? Because I got more for you.
Heck yeah.
All right, hold on. This is the Grilling Guys. You got T-Git on the live line.
Stick with us. We'll be back.